friends. They're family that you personally handpicked and selected. You choose to spend much of your time surrounded by them on a regular basis. In high school, you see them 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, most weeks of the year. High school is a period of growth, both mentally and emotionally, for most teenagers, and who we choose to surround ourselves with plays a pivotal role in our morals and philosophy. According to the Society for Research in Child Development, teens who had close friendships had higher levels of self-worth and experienced less social anxiety and depression by the age of 25 than their peers. Being intentional about who you associate with can benefit you in the long term. Friendships help build character, identity, and foster growth for a teenager. Growing up in a small town can lead to fluctuations in friendships. Growing up in a small town like mine can be hard as it is, but when you add being a senior in high school into the mix, maintaining a friendship can be difficult. According to Science Daily, only 5% of high school friends remain friends after graduation. Maintaining friendships from a different era of your life after entering a whole new world in college is definitely tough. College is an opportunity to branch out for many individuals, as they are at a milestone in their life. And that entails connecting with people on completely different wavelengths that you never would have interacted with prior to college. It's important to branch out and meet new people that can offer you fresh perspectives and insight that can be an asset for you. For me personally, picking who I'm surrounding myself with takes the utmost importance. Whether they're school friends you see exclusively in class, or close friends you willingly spend much of your time with, they can have an influence on you, both positively or negatively. Some guidelines I recommend abiding by as you navigate friendships through high school and beyond is: make sure your friends reciprocate your energy, make sure they have somewhat similar values as you, and that you have similar priorities. It's completely okay to become acquainted with someone who is a completely different person from you, but just make sure that you align in some basic aspects to avoid conflict. My advice: think of your friends as representatives of yourself. If you feel as though they are not an accurate representation of who you are, and you're baffled by that idea, maybe you should rethink that friendship. Friends come and go, and part of growing up is filtering through friendships and choosing ones that highlight mutual benefit. Wishing you all the best of luck in your respective friendship journeys.